Beautiful Wednesday evening right here. Beautiful Wednesday evening. Wherever you are, I think your night, your evening is very beautiful. And I'm glad to come your way once again. This is Reverend EK. And this is Keeply Flow. Keeply Flow is where we meet to learn the word of God during the midweek. Okay, and this is the midweek. This is the Wednesday is the middle of the week, actually. That's how we call it midweek service. All right, and then I've come to your house once again. Like I said, I know you are busy. You are in class 6, but you are busy. You go to school, you don't close early, you come late and all that. So at 7:30, I will come into your home and bring the church to your house. Hallelujah. And that's what I've been doing all this while, to bring the church to your house so that we can have a discussion. Now, before we start, I want you to subscribe. Only few people have subscribed to this channel. All right, so subscribe. When you subscribe and it's time, we will not send you the link, but I will just, before you see, I've come to your house. Okay, so subscribe and also like. The moment you come here, the first thing is to like. If you have subscribed already, like. And then share the link to your friends. All your friends. I know you are the class prefect. So tell all your people that they should have service. And you need to have the service. Sunday service is not enough. Okay, so you need to have the service. Then also, comment. I will need you to comment during the service. Let's get interactive. Okay, say something. Tell me where you are watching from. I want to know where you are watching from. Okay, so Kwame from Agbogba, all right. Kwesi from Makati Hill, all right. Ajwa from Makati Hills, or Ajwa from Bawi. Okay, so wherever you are watching from, I want to know where you are watching from, all right. And then I can, because I'm also sitting in my house, so I also want to know where you are watching from, and I believe that it's going to be a blessing. So put the link, this link, put it on your WhatsApp status. And let your friends, all of them, let them have access to it. Put it on your class page. Forward it on WhatsApp, broadcast, send it on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever. Wherever link can be shared, share it over there and let somebody also have access to it. God bless you so much for joining. I'm going to be with you for just 30 minutes. And after that, you can go back to bed because tomorrow you have to wake up early. And so for 30 minutes, we are going to learn something very important. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank you for this evening. We thank you that you have come through for us once again. Today, we are here to learn another portion of the scriptures. We pray that it will be a blessing to us. I pray and commit all these young people who are watching from the comfort of their homes into your care. I pray, oh God, that may they mix the word with faith. And Lord, as we are about to sow this seed into their heart, may this seed remain, may it germinate into many folds and become a blessing in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you so much. I've been talking about the I am. These are the statements that Jesus made that nobody else has made in history. It's only Jesus who made this statement, I am. One time, a pastor went to meet some women in the market who were selling. One was selling water, one was selling yam, and then the other one was selling milk. And so the pastor said that if you can quote a scripture that what you are selling is inside, you make people come and buy. So the one selling the water said that, I am the living water. Jesus said, I don't know, but market to man, but she mentioned some scripture. She said, I'm the water, something, something. Then before, you know, there's water in the Bible. So before she realized, oh, people came to buy, and then all the water got filling. Then the one selling the milk said that, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. That woman, she's a pastor's wife, so she was able to quote that scripture very well. Then they came to buy her milk, the milk got finished. Then the one selling yam, who noticed that there's no scripture in the relating to yam, said that, I am that I am. All right. So we are talking about the I am. It's God. These are statements that Jesus has said in the scriptures. Things that Jesus said he is. When Jesus came on the scene, he declared that I am this. I am the way, the truth, and the light. Do you understand? He said, I am the living, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. I am the light. These are things that Jesus said. And over the last 3 weeks, we've been looking at things that Jesus said that he is. It's Jesus who said it. And when Jesus said that he is something, we must be interested in that thing. Why is Jesus saying that he is that thing? And how is it important for our lives as young people? That is why we are here. So over the last period, I spoke about when Jesus said that I am the bread of life. And I told you that Jesus said that to address our need for hunger in this life. We are all hungry in this life. We are all looking for something to satisfy us. We are looking for food to eat. We are looking for water to drink, something that can satisfy us. Then we also talk about when Jesus said that, I am the light of the world. And I said that Jesus said that to address the fear and the confusion and then the darkness that is in this world. Hallelujah. Then we also look at last week when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I enjoyed last week's service. I enjoyed it. I am the good shepherd. And I said, Jesus said this in to address our need for guidance and protection. If you have not listened to last week's service, go and listen to it. Go after this service, listen to it. Hallelujah. So Jesus is making a campaign and he said, I am this. And we must be interested to know when Jesus said he is something and how it applies to our lives. Hallelujah. So as young people, we need to understand all this. Today, we are looking at another statement Jesus said. And he says, I am the door. This one too, he said it twice. He said, I am the door. There are other doors. There are a lot of doors. There are types of doors. We have short doors, small doors, big doors, all types of doors. But he's saying that I am the door. The door. It means that there is a particular room that has a particular door. And that door only is that door is Jesus. You can use any other door, it's not a problem. But he said that I am the door. Why did Jesus say this? Let's go into the scripture. John chapter 10, verse 7. Let me even start from verse 6. Jesus, this parable Jesus spoke unto them, but they understood not what things they were, which he spoke unto them. Then Jesus said unto them again. And you see, all these things that Jesus said, he said it to them. He said it to people. So in verse 7, he said, then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheep. Let's go to verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the door. Jesus didn't say, I am a door. If he says, I am a door, he's just like any other door. But he says, I am the door. A definite article there. The door. A particular door. He said that I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in, this is the only door that when you enter in, you will be saved. You can enter any other door, you will not be saved. But he said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. We are looking for pasture. We are looking for something to save us. And the only way is to enter through that door. And that door is Jesus. Why did Jesus make this statement? Jesus made this statement to address our need for safety. We are looking for safety. We all want to be safe. Hey, people build homes. They have doors. Inner door, outer door. Do you understand? Then they have a gate. Then they put on electric wire. People are protecting valuables. People are protecting their lives. Before, even after the gate, the door and all these things, they even have dogs. Do you understand? Dogs. Pastor Peter, what are some of the dogs, the serious dogs that we have? Rottweiler. Rottweiler. It's a serious dog, eh? Doberman. Pitbull. This boy, they can chew people. Look, it is not that your dog that, if you see human being, is running away. It's not this your small dog in the house that, even if you see a cat cry, is running away. Not that dog. Serious dogs that, if you see the mouth, you yourself, you run away. Eh? German Shepherd. I've heard of German Shepherd before. I hear it's a serious dog. Look, that it can remove all your hair. People build, they have done doors, they have done wall. They even have dogs. Then on top of it, they have watchmen. Look, people are looking for safety, I'm telling you. But Jesus, when he came on the scene, he declared and said, I am the door. I am the door. Twice in the scriptures, he said, I am the door. He said, if verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enters, and you see, my aim tonight is to make you enter that door. That door. I want you to enter that door. There is a door that you need to enter. There is a door, and that door is Jesus. He said, if you enter me, number one, you'll be saved. Number two, if you enter me, you will find pasture. You will find pasture. There are many people who are not saved. And the only way to be saved is to walk through that door, is to pass through that door, and you will find pasture. Hallelujah. A door provides entrance to a room. A door. When any time you see a door, know that you are about to enter a room. When you see a door, it means that it is leading to a room. And he said, if any man enters, he shall be saved. There's a room that when you enter that room, you'll be saved. You will be saved because you have entered that room. May you be saved because you are entering a room. And the room, before you are entering the room, there's a door. And that door is Jesus Christ. He says, I am the door. I am the door. Nobody has said in history, not now, not in time past, that they were doors. I mean, how can you come and say you are a door? You are a door where? But Jesus came to say that, I am a door. I am a door. I am a door. Hallelujah. I declare that this door, may you enter this door and be saved. May you enter this door and find pasture. Hallelujah. Through the door, you will find safety. You will be protected from danger. You find safety. We are walking around as young people. No safety. Last week, I quoted a scripture in Job chapter 4, verse 5, that his children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate, and there is no one to deliver them. Enter that door. Run into that door. One time, I was driving somewhere, and this was around 12 midnight. I was driving alone, and there was a car behind me. It looks like the car was chasing me. Seriously. The road wasn't good. Now that road is good. The road wasn't good. And I could see the headlight of the car straight. And that's the only light that was following me. When I look here, thick darkness. There's no oncoming car. I was the only one going. And I was the only one in the car. And this car was following me. I was afraid. It was a Sunday. I closed from church. Midnight. And I was praying. I said, God. And the car was following me with top speed. And I was also driving. Top speed. I said, no. If I would die, it's not this car that will kill me. It's not the people in this car that will kill me. So I drove. There is no light ahead. I didn't see any light ahead. I didn't see any car coming. So I got to a junction, and then I veered off. When I so a junction, so I was coming. When I get to a junction, I have to move this way before I go to. I take another road leading to my house. When I took that road, the car followed. My goodness. My goodness. I was afraid. Afraid. But I was still driving. I said, no. I have to get home. I drove top speed. The car too was coming. Top speed. I was wondering where this car was going. Then, finally, I got to my last junction. I got to my last junction. And you see, the car was like 100 meters behind me. So when I was coming, this was around 12 midnight as I was coming. So I called my wife and I said, open the gate for me. So when I got to the last junction and I kept like this, and I entered, my gate was open and I entered the gate. And I came out of the gate. I parked the car inside and I came out of the gate. And I was watching which car was following me. Then I noticed that it was an Aboboya car, Aboboya. And it came to pass. I said, what? What? But you see, my safety and what reduced my fear and took my fear away was because I entered a door. And that was my safety. I entered and I knew that this door that I've entered, this car cannot come there. Yeah, yes, on the road, you can catch me and do me something. But the moment I enter a door, I enter a house, that is my safety. So when you enter Jesus Christ, look, on the road, many things can meet you. Bad things can meet you. Pornography can meet you. Armed robbers can meet you. Bad people can meet you. But the moment you enter a door, you have entered a place of safety and you'll be protected from danger. As you are moving your life, I pray for you that may you enter a door. May you notice a door. May you notice Jesus Christ who kept saying that, I am the door. I am the door. Don't just enter any door. There are some doors, when you enter them, you have entered destruction. There are some doors that lead to hell. There are some doors that lead to danger. There are some doors that when you enter, you have entered pornography. There are some doors when you enter, you have entered super bed. There are some doors when you enter, you have ended your life as a child. But I recommend a door. A door. This door is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door. A door of safety. A door of protection. For Jesus Christ to say, I am the door. It must be serious. Jesus Christ must know something to say, I am a door. And you need a door. In your homes, there are a lot of doors with different keys. Different. Even your washroom, there's a door. Your washroom, there's a door. There are doors to different rooms. But you don't sleep in any room at all in your home. The kitchen has a door, but you don't sleep in the kitchen. The washroom has a door, but you don't sleep there. Do you understand? You sleep in the bedroom, which also has a door. A place of safety. Your gate is a door, but you don't sleep on the compound. You sleep in the bedroom. I pray for you. I pray for you that may you be protected from danger. Danger. From danger, from evil, from danger, from evil, from danger. The world is full of danger. This world is a dangerous place to live in, and you need a door. Your school is a dangerous place to be. Even church is a dangerous place to be. I know somebody who learned smoking at church. I knew somebody who became a homosexual from church. Yeah. Bad things happen in church. Look, in one of the, it's not a chapter, but yeah, in one of the chapters, in the book called Backsliding. But Charlie, find out whether I can find Backsliding among the books here for me. Whether I can find among the chapters, a book written by Bishop Dak Hayward Mills. Thank you. Thank you very much. In this book is called Backsliding. Okay, when you read one of the chapters, Prophet spoke about something we call Christian surprises. Christian surprises. Yes. And these Christian surprises, as you stay in church, you'll be surprised about so many things in church. I'm telling you, as you live in this, in church, you see, don't tell yourself that, oh, I'm surprised that he's a pastor's son. No. You don't have to be surprised about anything in the church. Because bad things also happen at church. Christian surprises. I'm trying to even look for it. Yes. Don't be surprised at all. Don't be surprised. Surprises happen. It happens everywhere. And so, don't tell your... Yes. Christian surprises. Christian surprises. It's here. Christian surprises. It's here. He said, there's something I called a Christian surprise. Christian surprises are surprises that are unique to the Christian experience. These are shocks you experience in the course of your Christian walk. Shocks. Unfortunately, some people get so shocked by what they see and hear in church that it actually makes them fall away. As you grow as Christian, you will encounter these Christian surprises. Most of us are quite naive when we become Christian. We think we have come to a perfect world. You think because you are in the church, you have come to a perfect world. You have not come to a perfect world. Bad things happen everywhere. Evil happen. People still at church. People still at church. Yeah. Wild things happen at church. I pray for you. Instead of choosing a church, choose Christ. Instead of choosing, even as you grow up, I will encourage you to marry somebody who fears God. Don't go and marry a Christian. Now, when somebody even says, I'm a Christian, it doesn't mean anything again. Because we all lie. Christians and non-Christians, we all lie. We all misbehave. We all misbehave. I'm telling you, if you are going to be a Christian, be the proper one. He said, I am the door. Number two, through the door, you are welcome. Through the door, you are welcome. You are welcome. When we go to school, we sing the song, welcome, welcome, how do you do? Happy to see you, happy to see you. Welcome, welcome, how do you do? Happy to see you, my friend. Jesus is happy to see you. Jesus is welcoming you. Because he is a door, he is welcoming you. Jesus is saying, welcome, welcome. How? Look, you can go and come back. He will welcome you. A door doesn't refuse anyone. No door in history has refused anyone that don't enter me. The moment that door is open, you can enter. You can enter the room. So Jesus is saying that you are welcome. I like you. Come back to me. Listen, you have not gone too far. You have not seen too far that you can't come back to church. You can come back to church. You can actually come back to church. Jesus wants you to come back to church. Delete that button app and come back to church. Block that man who is sending you messages. Block him and come back to church. That pornography that you are watching, block leave the group and come back to church. Pornography, and you are thinking Jesus is angry with you. Come back. Come back, come back, come back. God is ready to welcome you. God is ready to welcome you. God is ready to bring you back in. Yeah. Look at John chapter 10, verse 1. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbed up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Climbing other way, but not passing through the door. Pass through the door. Meet Jesus Christ. Jesus will shake your hands and say, welcome. I've been waiting for you, like the prodigal son. The father kept waiting for the son, hoping that the son will come. One day he stood there and he saw somebody coming and he said, is that not my son? Is that not my son? Is that not my son who took part of his estate and left? Is he not the one coming? Bible said the father ran and kissed the son. May you come back to this door. May you come back to this door. I'm telling you, Jesus is saying, I am the door. I need you to come. Come back to me. I am the door. I am the door. I am the door. He kept, and I want this thing to sink deep down to know that Jesus is the door. There is no other door anywhere. All other doors are fake. other dogs lead to all other dogs. They lead to destruction. You enter a room and that is the end of your life. People entered rooms and they were never the same. They entered rooms. Rooms. As you grow up, you are going to enter rooms. As a young girl, you can enter a certain room with blue lights. You will never be the same. When you come out of that door, you'll never be the same. As a boy, you can enter a room, and when you come back, you'll never be normal again. But I'm recommending a door. A door. A door. And that door is Jesus. He said, I am the door. I am the door. May that door help you. May that door bring you long life. May that door bring you everlasting life. May that door help you. Makosakatabra. Number three, don't look for shortcuts when it comes to knowing God. Pass through the door. Hey, there are shortcuts in life. There are shortcuts. Everybody is looking for shortcuts. Even on the keyboard, there are shortcuts. Control V is what? Control V is paste. Control P is print. Control X is cut. I did a bit of ICT. Yes. Control something, control. You control something plus a key, it will give you something. Shortcut. Everybody is looking for shortcut. But when it comes to knowing God, there's no shortcut. You cannot wake up tomorrow morning and become a pastor. There are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts to life. There are no shortcuts to enter through a door. That's why the scripture I read in John chapter 10, verse 1, he said that if you enter not by the door, and you enter by any other means, you are a thief and a robber. Yeah, many people want to make it very quick. You are using your school fees to bet. It's a shortcut you are looking for. At the age of 15, you want to buy a car. Go to school. You don't want to go to school. You want to do music. Then before you see, your video is everywhere. Then suddenly you have become a musician. You are granting interview. But you need to go to school to grant interviews. You need to go to school to speak good English to grant interviews. I'm telling you. You see, like even girls, let me tell you, the most important part of your body is not your breast. It's your brain. That is why even when we do most beautiful, when if we do some beauty pageants, you see this beauty pageant and beautiful girls come around, at a point they give you microphone. Aside your face, aside your breast, aside your fair face, aside your thighs, we want to know what is in your head. We want to know how you are thinking. You cannot be beautiful and still be a fool. We want to know what is in your head. Look at every beauty pageant. They make the people talk. At a point, we'll give you a microphone. We give you and we'll ask you a question. That also counts as part of the beauty pageant contest. I am telling you. So there can be no shortcut in this life. Go to school. You are chasing lizard. You and your friends are chasing baller birds. Aya school. You don't want to do anything meaningful with your life. You are looking for shortcuts. There are no shortcuts in this life. I am telling you. All shortcuts are wrong cuts. Every shortcut is a wrong path. There are no short. You have to go to nursery, crèche, and go to nursery 1, nursery 2, KG 1, KG 2, class 1. You have to follow. Once a while, we'll jump you. Once a while. Yeah, my son came from school. He said that. Their headmistress said that they have to jump him. I said, glory be to God. Yeah. Once a while, we'll jump you. But we can't say that from class 1, then we go and put you in the consulting room and say that you are a medical doctor. We will all die. It doesn't happen. There are no shortcuts in this life. Young people, I want this thing to sink deep down in your heart. There are no shortcuts. Go to school. Learn. If you fail an exam, write it again. Write down and say, I am too old, people will laugh at me, and all that. Write it. If you have receipt, write it. If you fail BEC, go back to school and write it. If you failed WASI, go back and write it. Go back and write it and go to school. I'm doing Dansoma Computer Engineering International School. School that when you finish, they will not give you certificate. Go to school. I'm doing some computer course. Anytime you hear people saying, I'm doing some computer course in Dansoma, in a certain school, the school is called
Dansoma International College of University Education. A school to have a long name. It's not a good school. Long name. You don't even know the name of the school. At the end of the school, you don't know what you'll be given. Whether you'll be given certificate, you'll be given degree, you'll be given diploma. You don't even know what you are going to get at the end of the school. Yes. Rewrite the thing and go to university. Your friends are in the lecture hall at Legon. Your friends are in UDS and UEW and UCC and KNUST. Write. As you are listening to me right now, as I speak to you, you came to watch the children watching the thing. You say you watch. I'm talking to you. You failed your WASI. You don't want to write again. And you are walking around wasting your life and all that. Go to school. Go to school. You are just 19 years old. Go to school. You are waiting for a rich man to come and marry you. Hey, go back to school and write remedials. Go and register with Seto Ale Ale and write it. Go and register Ideal College and write it. Rewrite it and go back to school. You are looking at my face. You are looking at my face. There are no shortcuts. Hallelujah. Pass through the door. There are no shortcuts to heaven. Pass through the door. It's my time up. Hey, it's my time up. Oh, I'm also enjoying the preaching. Hey, my time is up. And finally, there is only one correct way into God's family, through Jesus Christ. There's only one way to heaven. One way to heaven. One way. There's only one way. There are no shortcuts to heaven. I'm telling you, look, even if you're a good person, you give alms, you are a good person, you don't do bad things, all those things will not send you to heaven. What will send to heaven is when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That is what will send you to heaven. And that is, you accept Jesus Christ, you accept the door. You accept the door as your Lord and personal Savior. That is the only way you get to heaven. Tonight, I present to you that door. And that door is Jesus Christ. I present to you that door. That door, there is a door. You don't know about it. Jesus Christ himself came and declared that I am the door. I am the door. Of all the things, one of the things he said was, I am the door. I am the door. May you pass through that door. In your life, may you seek to walk through that door. That door will lead you to eternal life. That door will lead you to a good place. He said, I know the plans that I have for you. They are not plans of evil, but plans to bring you to an expected end. There is a door. There is no building without a door. You have to pass through a door to enter. If you pass through the window, you are a thief and you are a robber. No shortcut. But you pass through the door and your life will be meaningful. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me pray with you. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for presenting yourself as a door to us. We are grateful for this door. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I commit these children to your care. That, Lord, may you lead us and pass us through this door that will know you all the days of our lives. If you are listening to me, you chanced on this video listening to me, you are not born again. Tonight, I want to give you the exclusive opportunity to give your life to Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, please, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. I am for you and you alone. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you so much for joining our Keep Live Flow. I believe that you have been blessed greatly and mightily. And I believe that you have given your life to Christ. If you want further counseling, you want a pastor to talk to, you want somebody to talk to, my number is on the screen, 054-6055-916. And I believe that you can call me anytime. My PA will not pick. I will answer myself and we shall talk. You are going to write exams. You need somebody to pray with you. You need somebody to counsel you. You are going through a lot as a young person and you need somebody to talk to. You are a parent listening to me and you want somebody to pastor your child. I'm here. Online pastor, I'll pastor your child for you and he will turn out to become a proper child. Just like Moses was born and his parents saw that he was a proper child, he will also become a proper child in Jesus' name. I'll meet you, God willing, next week on this same channel of Keep Live Flow and I believe that our life is going to be the same again in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye.